Okay. Dave Eric, E-R-I-C, and home QTH is Shelby Township. And yeah, it's funny. I got my GMRS license about 2 years ago myself, and found out there's a bunch of GMS repeaters up north, and then a bunch of the guys over in the, you know, this side of town got their licenses, and then a bunch of repeaters started going up all over town. So you probably know about all the GMRS repeaters around here.
Yeah, still playing around with it and learning the landscape a little bit. But no, it's cool. It gives folks an opportunity to, you know, play around with this hobby a little bit and not have to go out and get a license. And it takes a big test. Get some more people maybe involved in public service aspect of all this. I'll tell you what, if I had a farm, I'd have a GMRS repeater on it. So, yeah, it's kind of cool. Just another aspect. Anything that's got an antenna on it, I kind of like hanging out around there so and playing with it. Home QTH for me is in Troy, and I work in Troy, and then I've got a client here in West Bloomfield that I do a lot of work for and heading to a meeting there in about 5 minutes. I'm going to sign off here in a minute, but I almost lost my license. I barely got my renewal in within like 5 or 6 hours. I hadn't been too active, and I went and logged on. I think it was the day after Christmas to the FR. I got my FRN number and logged into the FCC site, and I saw I literally had like 5 or 6 hours, and I not submitted my renewal. I would have to take tests again, NHTSA.